If you like true crime, dark history, the haunted and paranormal, then we think you'll like Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is hosted by me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
We cover both notorious and obscure true crimes,
the haunted, paranormal, and unexplained,
and the dark history of everything from world events to pop culture.
There are new episodes of Ghost Town every Wednesday and Friday.
Find out for yourself what Vulture.com called essential listening, and one listener called a total waste of time.
So pause the podcast you're listening to right now,
and go subscribe to Ghost Town for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And at ghosttownpod.com.
And I'm not, and I'm just. And then I'm.
No, but wait, I have something for him.
Boom, you get shot down.
Now you're just fucking me, aren't you?
I'm just wondering why all these people like kids.
The Weird History and Eerie Tales Podcast.
Concentrating on the news. That's what we do.
Wow.
FY, there's nothing wrong.
All right, welcome everybody to another episode of the Weird History Eerie Tales Podcast. I am your host, Moses Sorry, and sitting in front of me is my brother Josh.
Yo, what's up, dickheads?
And we've been gone for a while.
A long time.
It's been a month, I think.
It felt like more.
It's been a while, and it sucked.
I forgot I was in a podcast. I forgot we had a podcast.
There's a lot going on. We'll figure it out. But today, we're going to be talking about, if you guys haven't noticed, we're going to be talking about phobias. Mm-hmm. Do you have any phobias or a phobia?
Had a phobia. Deep ends of pools. Yeah. So I had that.
Was that a phobia or were you just scared of it?
No, it was phobia. It would trigger mini panic attacks. I would sweat. And I just couldn't go in until I went to Cal State Long Beach. I was forced to take class where I was supposed to teach. How to teach how to swim, and I was forced to learn how to swim or how to tread. Just floating. Treading is the most, like, when people say I can't swim or they're scared of swimming, they mainly mean treading.
Yeah, where just, like,
yeah, where you know still. You're in the middle, doesn't matter how deep the fucking pool of water is, just being there and still and able to
stay afloat.
Stay afloat. Yeah. So that was my phobia. Conquer that shit. It was a bitch, bro. It was a bitch. It was 3 months of being in the pool for about like 3 months at around like 6:30 a.m. Just since no one's there, it's only lifeguards. So I'll be in the deep end. We're about 7 feet, just pretending and just practicing over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again. And then I finally got it.
Was that you prepping to get ready for the class?
Yeah, prepping for the class.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because I got dropped. They're like, sorry, dude, this class does not teach you how to swim. Don't worry. I'm going to put you in the class where they teach you how to swim. And then from there, you come back. And, in the meantime, I was doing that on my own. And then I was ready for the class. And then I was ready for the actual class to teach how to swim. So shout out to everyone who faced their fears, because it's no joke, dude. It's no joke when you have a phobia.
Yeah, all right, because all of us are scared of something.
Correct.
And those fears, they're what we call rational fears. Like, I'm scared of heights because my fat ass just doesn't want to fall down. That's a rational fear.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to fall down.
People are scared of the dark because they do not know what lurks in it. Yeah. Like I said, today we're going to be talking about the irrational side of fear, which is a phobia. The phobia is the irrational side of fear. It just, there. In your case, why were you scared? Why were you scared of the deep end?
Drowning. I remember.
But why the deep end? Why couldn't? But if you didn't know how to swim.
Or because I was able to touch the ground.
Oh.
And I remember as a kid, I almost drowned. And I remember some of the memory when I just dolphin dived into the pool. And somewhere in my subconscious, it got there. So when I'm able to touch the ground, I feel safe. Like, I'm good. But the second my feet couldn't touch anything, that's where I started panicking. That's the last thing you want to do. Because the more panicked you are, the more tense you are, the heavier you get in the water. So you'll feel like you're drowning.
I remember I was scared of swimming for like 10 seconds when I didn't know how to swim. And I learned how to. So we were at, we were in vacation. It was women that used to take us to like those, you know, to
MC Suites and all those hotels and stuff.
The shit was working on.
Yeah.
I remember the same thing. I dolphin dived. I was like, oh, cool. It's a pool. It was no deep end. I think it was like 3 feet, 4 feet, whatever. I remember when I was at the steps and I was excited and I dove in. And when I was underwater, I was like, wait, I don't know how to fucking swim.
You see the number 12 feet right next to you when you're...
So I panicked for like 2 seconds. And then I remember, no, I got to get up. And I started swimming. And I was like, oh, this ain't that bad. And then when I finally realized, oh, I could swim, my head hit the other side of the pool. I was like, oh, all right. And I was just, and I just got up and like, oh, I swam the whole pool. All right, I'm good.
Probably because you didn't give enough time for the fear to establish.
I didn't.
And that's where most people tend to
that's where they fucking fuck up. Locked in. Yeah, right? That's where they...
Because you fall into the feeling up. Of it, and then they're fucked.
People who suffer from phobia, they show fear as a response to something that will unlikely cause any harm to them. Someone with a specific phobia will experience intense fear and anxiety when confronted with the source of the phobia, which could include blood, heights, or specific animals like dogs. Phobias are characterized by significant distress and often cause a person to avoid the source of the fear or suffer from extreme anxiety when faced with it. So let's start this episode with a list of the weirdest, rarest, just the weirdest phobias that are out there.
Not just the weirdest. We're going to play a game. I'm going to give you the description of these phobias. And then let's see if you can guess the name of this phobia.
All right.
So all our listeners, including you, fuckhead Moses, see if you can guess the name of these phobias. All right. Starting with number one, we have the fear of images with patterns or holes or bumps.
I know this fucking one. God damn it. I don't have this one, but...
I'll give you a clue. It starts with the letter T.
Terrophobia?
No, kind of.
Tetra?
Tripophobia.
Oh, trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
Yeah. So, all right. Warning, we're going to post some of these images on our Instagram.
Yeah. So
warning. Yourselves. You can see every, like, all right, so an example of that phobia would be, one of the most common ones is a honeycomb.
Yeah.
For that one.
Yeah.
A honeycomb. Like, honeycomb will freak people the fuck out. It'll give them anxiety. I don't know what it is. A zoomed in picture of a fly's eye. That is another one that will trigger people with trypophobia. One of the most grossest one is the one where people have that skin defect, where they have holes all over their hands or back.
Yeah, so... That falls under the tripod, yeah. Where it just get gross. So, had a buddy, his girlfriend couldn't. She was a hardcore gamer, but she played the game Monster Hunter, and there's a dragon, a monster that had like these patterns, Basil something. I forgot his name, and she just couldn't defeat that dragon because the second she looked at it, the thing about phobias is it's like. 10%, I think 10-50% of the population actually deal with phobia. So it's really uncommon for people to have phobias.
Well, that's what's called phobia, because it's not just you. It's multiple. It's a phobia because people have it. Multiple people have it.
Yeah, but it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare, and most phobias have the same symptoms. You either have a high case of anxiety, panic attacks, being nauseous, everything all combined as a clusterfuck. So that was the first pop quiz for you for the fear of images patterns, which is known trypophobia. Fear of children. This is easy.
Children.
What? Think someone who
mother phobia.
Who's a pervert with kids?
Popophobia.
Pedo.
Oh, pedophobia.
Pedophobia. So fear of children.
I have that. I have the fear of having kids.
How about this one? Fear of marriage.
Fear of marriage?
Yeah, fear of marriage. Taking the arrow to the knee.
I say I'm going to call that common sense.
On the spot. Oh, shit. No. Gamophobia.
Gamophobia?
Yeah, gamophobia.
Who comes up with these names and how can I get that job?
So
I could do a better job.
Do you know what's like the trippiest part about having gamophobia? You could love someone, you can love them, whatever, but when they reciprocate that feeling towards you and leads to something more serious, that's where this phobia triggers. So you might not know you have it until like you get to that point where it's like you love someone, they love you back, and shit gets real, and you're like,
see, I almost have it. See, I'm not a piece of shit.
You're not heartbreaking.
I'm not a piece of shit. I'm not toxic. I actually have a medical condition.
Gamophobia. There you go, you piece of shit.
Nice. Now it's not you. It's me. It's gamophobia. Nice. Guys, write that one down.
I'm going to give you a curveball here. Fear of otters.
Otterphobia.
You would think. No. It's a lutrophobia.
Who the fuck this guy? Who named this? Wait, who the fuck is scared of otters?
Some people. One thing about phobias, most phobias or some phobias are induced by trauma. So otters, some people probably got attacked by an otter. Now they got a big phobia. Super scared. Which evolved to a phobia.
I don't know.
This one's fucked up. Fear of hands. Not catching hands.
I was like, catching hands, me.
I'm going to have that. That's called you being a bitch.
Bitchophobia.
Bitchophobia. That's what you have. So, again, fear of hands.
I wouldn't know.
So, it's chirophobia.
Stupid. Who the fuck names these?
And the worst part is, some people are scared of their own hands. So, it's extremely rare with someone who has this phobia to fear their own hands as well.
I'm rewatching House, cause
man, fuck that show, dude.
That show was you just caught a sad episode.
It's extremely sad.
But I'm waiting for that I'm waiting for them to cover one of these stupid ass phobias. Like the answers are always stupid, and it's always like most of the time it's lupus.
You have a cut. You can throw that to lupus.
We can't figure it out. He goes, takes a shit. The napkin falls a certain way. He's like, oh no, duh. And then he figures it out. Goddamn House.
All right, check this out. You ready for this one?
No.
Because you fucking stink. Fear of washing, bathing, or cleaning. Chill, danky ass.
That's called...
Chill, musty ass. Shut up! Take a shower!
It's called being punk.
Excuse me, what?
It's called being punk.
It's called being punk.
I'm a crust punk.
You a fucking musty ass, crummy ass.
I'm a must punk.
Dusty ass. Punk ass. All right, try to guess.
The fear of washing?
Yes, bathing or cleaning.
I don't know.
Ablutophobia.
I'm gonna never fuck this guy.
Yep.
First of all, like, does this person name?
I don't know who the name fuck's it, in charge.
And then who gives a vote? Like, yes. Is there like a phobia like fucking table, like a group where like they just submit the name? And then, like, a group of weirdos are like, yes, that has nothing, that no one would guess. That name would, yes, like, that one has nothing to do with the phobia. That's the one we want.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're all assholes, too. Hey, we should form a group like that. We're assholes ourselves. We're like the kind assholes, though. You know? No? Okay. All right, fear puppets.
Little puppet.
I'm
never gonna guess it.
Most of these are fucking.
They're like, all stupid. What?
Poopa. P-U-P-A. Poopa. Phobia. Fear of puppets. Again, all these phobias are. They come from trauma.
A puppet?
Yeah. So let's say you're scared of a puppet. And your older sibling just fucks with you at such a young age, traps you in a room and just, I don't know, some shit. It just.
If you like true crime, dark history, the haunted and paranormal, then we think you'll like Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is hosted by me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
We cover both notorious and obscure true crimes,
the haunted, paranormal, and unexplained,
and the dark history of everything from world events to pop culture.
There are new episodes of Ghost Town every Wednesday and Friday.
Find out for yourself what Vulture.com called essential listening and one listener called a total waste of time.
So pause the podcast you're listening to right now
and go subscribe to Ghost Town for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And at ghosttownpod.com.
parts develop.
Like, I was scared of puppets, but never got fucked with that hard with puppets.
Did you know that Walt Disney was scared, like, really scared of rats? And he faced his fear?
And there you go. His fear became his,
fucking... Legend. That became his fucking money printer.
All right. Fear of cheese, dude.
Fuck you. I can't name any of these.
Turophobia.
Fuck this guy.
And the list goes on, bro. There's so many fucking weird names and phobias. All right. Last one for you. Okay. Fear of being without a phone.
All right. So I'm assuming, right?
Think outside the box, bro.
Phobia, which was a fear of phobia, fear of puppets, had poop. The first of puppet, P-U, then the word was paphobia.
Yeah, that logic does not correlate with this one, right?
No?
Now. No. Your theory, out the window, dude.
Nomophobia?
Oh, yes, Noma. What the fuck?
I thought you said my fucking thing didn't work.
No!
No mobile?
What? Phone.
Yeah, mobile phone.
Mobile. No one says mobile phone.
But that's what I'm. That's what I'm. That's
no mobile. I guess. Suck my dick. You do this, pussy. There's no way. No way. Fuck you. Here's another one. All right.
Wait. Was it nomophobia?
Yes. Nomo. Nomo.
Nice.
Nomophobia.
Nice.
Shut up. You knew this one, pussy. Damn. Shit. All right. It's for you. Fear chickens. Fear chicken shit.
I have no idea.
No. Yes. You got Nomo, right?
You got one out of the fucking 37 you mentioned.
Come on, pussy. Yes.
I don't know.
So it's called alectorophobia.
Fuck, what the fuck? Which is the one where people are... the phobia where people are scared of having peanut butter at the top of their mouth?
On top of their mouth?
Yeah. There's a phobia where people are deathly scared of peanut butter.
Oh, fucking... Arachibutyrophobia? Arachibutyro? Some shit like that?
I don't know. That's
Yeah. Arachibutyrophobia.
That, I saw that one on Instagram. No, or on TikTok. Someone was talking about it. And I was like, oh, we should do an episode on phobias. And that's that motherfucker's reason why this is happening. I was like, I wonder what kind of more ridiculous ass. And there's a lot of ridiculous ones.
Yeah. Well, for those who took an arrow to the knee and they're married... Guess the term for the fear of mother-in-law. Mothers-in-law. Guess.
I don't know. What is it? It's going to be something like Latin.
Panthera phobia.
See, none of those make sense.
Well, we got to see where the first part of the word
derives
from.
Yeah, that's like some Latin bullshit.
Yeah.
Panther, because in the animal kingdom, the oldest panther of a fucking...
Some bullshit.
Man, fuck this.
Damn, name. Having phobia of your mother-in-law. Like, does she...
She just hits you in the chest.
She just nut checks you every time?
She hits you in the chest and shit?
Like what? This is for sure. Sure is the last one. The fear of dining.
Of dying?
Dining.
Like eating. Dying? What the fuck?
That's dying.
Oh, my God. Dinophobia.
Oh, close. No. So, dipe. D-E-I-P. No.
What the fuck?
Dipnophobia, dude. That one threw me off. I was like, who has... Maybe it's the communication. Fear of communication.
It's probably someone who's... Whoever's naming these fucking phobias must have a phobia of having correct names and titles for certain things. He must have a phobia of correlation. So he must have the title and whatever the subject is not match.
Damn. So he's just unorganized.
That motherfucker.
Perfect job. I wonder if there is a phobia. There has to be a phobia.
There's a phobia for everything.
And you know what's the cure for that phobia? For all phobias?
Death.
No, stop being a bitch.
But in all seriousness, there's nothing funny about having any of these phobias because they're all legitimate fears, no matter how fucking stupid and ridiculous they are. If there's a silver lining about a phobia you have, it's that you are not alone. Many people have these irrational fears, including many of our history's most famous and courageous figures. So let's dive in and talk about some of history's most fearless leaders' fears. Up first, the Roman Emperor Augustus Caesar suffered from astrophobia. Can you guess what that is?
Okay. You gonna flip the script on me?
Yeah, astrophobia.
Space?
No, fear of lightning.
Comes from space, sky.
All right. I'll give you that one. Genghis Khan, one of the most ruthless men who's ever walked this fucking earth. A man responsible for over 40 million deaths. The man who took the saying, "Keep your friends close, put your enemies closer," to heart by making generals of his former enemies, suffered from cynophobia. Do you know what cynophobia is?
Cyno? Fear of... I don't know. I'm not seeing daylight? I don't know.
The fear of dags.
Of dogs?
Dags.
Oh, you mean dogs. Yeah, I like dags. Really, dogs.
He was scared of dogs.
He'll just perform a show of dogs and eating people and...
No, he was scared of dogs. He was just...
Oh, he was scared of dogs.
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 Oh, shit. He got bit when he was a kid. He fucked around and found
out.
Bro,
he was so scared of dogs that when he was getting married, his father told his wife's parents, "Please excuse my son. He's scared of dogs."
Damn.
They're like, "Yo, I'm sorry. This bitch, you know, my son's being a bitch. Just don't put it..."
Dude, how many kids does the fucker have?
All of us.
Everyone. Like, he had a fear of not getting his dick wet.
He was scared of pulling out.
Correct.
Thomas Jefferson, our decaying country's third president, a key figure in writing the Declaration of Independence, suffered from glossophobia.
Glossophobia. So, windows, glass, anything?
The fear... public speaking.
Oh, that's what that is. Public speaking.
Public speaking.
Just throws up.
Our president.
Dude, there's so many. When I was in college taking public speaking, that's one of the like main core courses everyone had to take. Dude, there was like, I've known people that are super scared. There's a girl that would throw up, like she'll gag prior to doing a public fucking speech.
But a former president? A motherfucker that wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Hey, he wrote it. He didn't say it.
Bro, it was rumored. That's true.
Hey, he wrote it. He said it in his mind all to himself.
He's like, "I'll write this shit, but don't expect me to read it.
I can recite this shit."
It was
got me fucked up.
It was rumored that his glossophobia was so bad that every time he was asked to give a public speech, he pretended to be sick.
Damn. Hey, I got the runs, bro. I just... Man. Yeah, I think I had that.
And lastly, definitely not least, the man behind math's most well-known formula, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Yes, I'm talking about Pythagoras himself. The squared prince may have suffered from one of the most ridiculous phobias of all time, and it affected his life to the point that it's kind of the center of many, and I mean many, theories surrounding his death. I'm talking about leguminophobia. Leguminophobia.
Just call it ligma, bro.
The fear of baked beans.
Of baked beans?
The fear of baked beans.
Baked beans. Beans.
So this man...
Is there a backstory behind
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so...
I was like, what the fuck?
So this man hated, was scared, whatever it is. This man... He despised beans so much that he made everyone around him not eat them. He was a vegetarian. He had a bunch of disciples, and he said, "No beans." Everyone's like, "All right, we're not going to eat beans." And And there are literally dozens of theories behind this fear slash hatred of his. But my favorite of the bunch are these three. Number one, it is rumored that he was convinced that every time a person passed gas, they would lose a portion of their soul.
What the fuck?
And you know, beans make you gassy. So he's like, no, I want to keep my soul.
I'm not losing my soul.
Two, he believed in soul migration, where a soul can go from one body to another. And he thought that eating beans was similar to eating the souls of the dead. I guess because you know you would bury dead people on the ground, and then I guess the ground, that's where they being.
Your heart. Yeah,
I don't know. Number three. Back during this time, a white bean meant a yes or positive vote, and a black bean meant a no, negative vote. So people say that when Pythagoras said, abstain from beans, he probably meant avoid politics and not avoid the actual bean. And some people would give a vote.
These are rumors. These are
no theories. Yeah, theories.
That, but he legit had that.
He just I don't know if it was a hatred or a fear, but whatever it was, it consumed his life.
Man, baked beans. He was scared of baked beans.
Baked beans.
Baked beans.
That's what leguminophobia is. He was just scared of beans. It didn't matter if it was baked, you know. But we got to end this episode in the most weird history way. In the most goth, dramatic way possible.
I swear, if you bring something up with Dracula or vampires.
I tried to look for something, but I couldn't. I couldn't tie it.
Yeah, the fear of...
Of being vampireless?
Mm-hmm.
Moses phobia? So
we're gonna
end this way. So we're gonna end the episode this way. Talking about a Victorian music composer and his fear of being buried alive. So in the summer of 1849, the composer, Frederick Chopin, felt ill. He had tuberculosis and the prognosis didn't look good. Family and friends traveled to Paris, the city he had been calling home for several years. At his request, they played music and sung to him while he was on his deathbed. And alongside the music, Chopin had one other last request. He begged his family to make sure he was really dead before he was taken away to be buried. Because, for like many people in the 19th century Europe, Chopin had a deep-seated fear of being buried alive. And we have a whole episode on this.
Yeah.
So if you guys want, go check out that episode. Chopin's last grisly wish was fulfilled. Within hours of his passing, his body was cut open. Certain that he was really dead, his heart was removed. It was then sent to the composer's home of Warsaw in Poland. The rest of his body was then buried in Paris. The funeral was a huge event. It was probably the social event of that autumn, and it had to be delayed by almost 2 weeks because so many people applied for tickets to attend. More than 150 years after his death, scientists were able to examine his preserved heart and concluded that he died of a rare complication of TB. The phobia of being buried alive, one shared by many other notable men of the age, was hardly irrational. Alfred Nobel, the scientist who established the world-famous award, also asked that his veins be opened up when it appeared that he was dead, so as to make doubly sure that he was dead. Indeed, it was only really with the introduction of cremation that this phobia has started to disappear from society. Even if there are still to this day very rare instances of people coming back to life having been wrongly pronounced as deceased.
Damn.
See, like, why can't people be simple like Frank Reynolds from, you know, It's Always Sunny, where he just said, if I'm dead, who gives a shit? Just throw me down.
Dumpster.
Just throw me in the dumpster. I'm dead. What do I care?
Oh, shit. Fucking phobias, dude.
Yeah, but thank you guys. So that's the end of our episode. Thank you guys. Fuck phobias. Fuck the person who names these phobias.
No, there's some pretty good ones. No. All right. The fear of making decisions. Guess that one. It has to be so... It's simple.
What?
Decidophobia. Right? That one's okay. That one's okay. Decido.
Glossophobia?
That one's bullshit. Glossary? Words, I guess? That one's bullshit. Okay. Fear of the boogeyman? Yes.
What the fuck? What?
Bogey phobia.
God damn it.
See, those are simple. Those are nice.
Yes. Bogey. We need more of those.
Yes. And you need more room.
We don't need any more of these fucking notifications.
All right. Wait, do you have phobia yourself? Is there anything you're...
Apparently, I have a phobia of fucking recording episodes. It's been a goddamn month.
Yeah.
It's been a goddamn month since we recorded anything.
It feels like it's been more than a month, dude. Unless you dished out like mini episodes on your own?
No, it's been like it's probably been over.
It's been more than a month. Nah. It has to be more than a month.
I hope not. But thank you guys. You know, again, it's just me and my brother today. Hope you guys enjoyed this little mini episode. We are going to have a meeting. We're going to be talking about a few things and stuff here and there. But we're surely going to be back. And I have like 2-3 episodes that are going to be coming up that have to deal with some really wacky shit. So stay tuned. And if nobody has anything else to say.
Nope.
Thank you, guys. And as always, we are the Weird History. Eerie Tales Pod.